Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So this week I want to talk to you about allowing and the fine line between wallowing and allowing. So I've had a bit of a funny couple of weeks and things haven't been going as smoothly as I want them to in my life, and things haven't been going in the direction that I want them to, and there's just stuff been happening. And like many people, it made me have a little wobble. But the difference, I suppose, that I'm pleased, I hope, that I have in my life, is that instead of going into a wallow about it, I accepted the way that I was feeling. So I remember one day I was feeling particularly angry and kind of irritable. Knowing that I was feeling angry and irritable and understanding where it was coming from, I hope meant that I didn't take it out on those around me, because I understand that it's just an emotion. It's a reflection of what's going on in my life and the way that I'm built, my human operating system reacting to what's going on in my external life is telling me that it doesn't work for me, and it's making me angry and irritable. But I don't need to act on that anger or irritability. I don't need to project it out onto the world, because then that causes a ripple effect and it makes those around me irritable and distant and not want to be near me and whatever else. But owning it and allowing it. Because the other thing, sorry, it's just sparked another thought in my mind, because I could go, okay, fine, I'm angry and irritable. I understand that it's an emotion, it's in reaction to the world around me and what's happening and reflecting on me. And I could suppress it and make it wrong and say, oh, you know, but I'm meant to be this whole spiritual person, blah, 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 and I can't be angry and irritable. So therefore I mustn't feel this, it's a bad feeling. But that internalizes things, and I believe, I might be very wrong, that that causes dis-ease, an uneasiness within us that can cause illnesses. Not always, I'm not saying all illnesses come from that, I'm not saying that, but I don't want to get into that debate. But it can cause, I mean, everyone knows that people can get a funny tummy from stress. People can break out in rashes from stress, you can get panic attacks from stress. So there is a correlation between symptoms, physical symptoms, with heightened emotions. So as I said, this is my belief, there might not be truth to this, but it's my truth, that if we do not allow those emotions and give them space, not project them, allow them, and we suppress them and we make them wrong, then it can cause other problems, either immediately or later down the line. So when I'm talking about allowing, it's about acknowledging, like I've said I did, it's about not making it wrong, and it's allowing it to be without acting on it. So personally, what I do is I try to make space and I try to breathe into it. I also apologize to my son and anyone who's close to me. I say that this is how I'm feeling, please don't take it personally, and I will try not to act on it. I'm sure, as you realise, sometimes when you're feeling those ways, it's a little tricky because you're not feeling quite yourself. But it's just acknowledging it. And what I've also found is that when you acknowledge those things, and one of the things that I find really helps is I have a fabulous friend who understands and sees the world the way I see it. And quite often we'll meet up, and we actually did meet up on this day, and we actually met up a couple of days ago, and I'll explain that in a minute why. And I told her how I was feeling, and we laughed. We know, we called it out, we saw it and we laughed about it. We unpicked it, we talked about it, and the next day I woke up and it was gone. I wasn't justifying it, I wasn't blaming anyone for why I felt the way I did. I didn't sort of blame my life and go on and on about how awful things are, because that's wallowing in it. I simply shared that this is how I felt. I know that it's going to pass. I know it's temporary, but it's bloody uncomfortable while I'm feeling it. And so that was a few days ago, but a couple of days ago, I was feeling very kind of sad. And it was interesting sort of watching, I suppose, the processing of emotions and life and whatever else that's going on for me at the moment. And I was feeling, yeah, I think sad is where I was. And I happened to actually meet up with the same friend again. And it was interesting because she was trying to fix the problem. And I tried to tell her, I don't need to fix it. I know what's going on. I know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. As I said, I don't blame anyone or anything. It's life. You know, life doesn't just cruise along all at the same sort of, you know, altitude the whole time. It has ups and downs. And strangely enough, but not strangely actually, I'm sharing with you because, again, I woke up this morning and having shared that with my friend yesterday, not wallowed in it, not made it wrong, just accepted it, breathed in it, allowed its space. This morning I woke up again and it's all shifted and changed and I feel in a completely different space all again. More positive, more ready to tackle things, more how I like to feel and how I generally feel. So in allowing, let me recap because I have said quite a lot in this particular episode. When you're allowing something, you're understanding where it comes from. You're understanding that external circumstances in your world, you are responding to those circumstances by feeling something about them. And that feeling isn't always pleasant. And it's telling you that what's going on externally is not working for you in some way or other. And that's fine. That is just what it is. It's not necessarily someone's fault or anyone's or anything's fault or your fault or whatever. There are things you can do about it and you might decide to do them and that's okay. It's about not making that wrong to feel the way that you feel. It's about not taking that feeling, that emotion you're feeling and acting on it and projecting it onto other people and making them feel bad because of you feeling bad. It's about accepting it, maybe sharing with somebody about how you feel. And sharing is very different to complaining and moaning and wallowing. Sharing is owning it. It's accepting it, it's owning it, it's acknowledging it and letting it go. And hopefully by doing all of that, you can truly let it go. And you'll find that things shift much more quickly, much more easily, and stay unpleasant for a lot less long. So this whole process has taken me a few days, really, which might seem quite a while. Maybe I'll get it down to hours sometimes. And sometimes it is just a couple of hours, depending on what it is that's going on. So I hope this has made sense. A lot of rambling today, but I hope you maybe picked a few things out to help you on your way. As usual, there's loads of stuff in the show notes. There's the course that I created, the 7-day course I created recently to boost your happiness. It's free, so you're more than welcome to go and have a look at that. My social media links and my website. I do coaching and consciousness coaching, self-awareness, leadership, as well as team coaching for organisations. And my website link is in the show notes below as well. Have a stunning week. And if you enjoy these, subscribe so that you don't miss them. Lots of love. Bye-bye.